I just have to warn you that there's something in this house. Something is very wrong, and I can't get any sleep. It just felt like someone just stabbed me in the side. And I was like, oh, dude, what's going on? I don't know what's happening. So I call my brother. I tell him the story. And he's like, all my prayers have been answered, man. I can't believe this.
Your brother contacted me pretty much immediately after he heard that you converted. I don't know any part of the story. I just know that for your brother, it was a miracle because he considered you lost. So please tell me.
I went to private Catholic school my entire life. Freshman year, my parents split up. Starting freshman year, I was partying every weekend. I'd go out, I'd drink alcohol, I'd smoke weed almost every weekend. So as this was going on, I was doing competitions for fly fishing. I went to Poland and Czech Republic. We had like world championships for it. It was awesome. End of my sophomore year, I returned from the Czech Republic. My parents sit me down and then they tell me, hey, we're not going to be able to afford Strake and we're pulling you out of competitive fly fishing. That was a big hit for me. You know what I mean? Whenever that's pretty much what you idolize, like what you worship. Forced to go to a public school. And I was like, it's okay. I'm going to have football. It's all going to be cool. This is what I'm going to be doing. And so right after that, I started getting into way worse things. I had this huge hole, which God is supposed to be, and I would just fill it with different drugs, you know. The first week I moved there, my mom caught me with an ounce of weed and a scale, and I was pretty much setting up my ability to like sell to kids. And then she was like, oh no, we're not having this. She made me flush all of it. And yeah, it was pretty, it like took a hit and I still owed some guys and I was like, oh man, how am I going to pay this back? And I was still living like a ghetto lifestyle. During this time, I was committing the sins of lust and this was awful, horrible to your soul. And you really don't think that you're worthy enough of having a relationship with God whenever you're in the middle of mortal sin and you just keep adding them up. And then senior year comes, but I have an injury in football. And then my brother was sitting in the stands. He was like, man, I can't wait. I bet now he's like, has an ability to come to Christ. You know what I mean? And eventually that's not what happened. It just got worse. The pain just kind of stacked on from there. And I started getting involved with worse drugs. I was almost like a bully to all the other kids. I hated it if you were good. I hated authority. So I mean like God, the ultimate authority. I was like, nah, not me, man. So, you know, awful to the kids, awful to the teachers, awful is and how I treated girls. I never tried in school, like didn't even care about it. And Trey was like, hey man, you can get help. And I was like, no, I can't, man. And I told my brother, like, we just couldn't have a relationship. I almost resented him and I resented my dad. I resented the people that tried to bring me into the church, even the people that tried to pray for me. I just resented them more and more. And I was like, no, man, I'm not. It's not me. I'm not good enough. So yeah, I just did drugs on top of drugs this entire time. And I eventually graduated somehow. And then I was working at this smoke shop, an ability where I can just sell drugs and I can do these things a lot more easier. And all my friends were all plugs. And we could all sell drugs in this formation around the city. And my family just gave up on me. Almost like, not that they gave up on me, but they almost lost faith that they could change me. They're all afraid that I'd OD, and I mean, they weren't far from it. I was extremely suicidal all the time. I got to a point where the cops started cracking down on me, and they were like coming. I saw like all the PD, state trooper, sheriff. They all were like swarming around. They were all on the phones, and my buddies get outside of the smoke shop, and they're like looking around in their cars, and they're like, hold on. They pick up the phone. Like, dude, they're all on the phone. They're looking for someone, bro. I think they're looking for you, man. And then they all parked outside of the shop, like waiting for me to step out. And I'm positive that they were. And this was like my one chance. I was like sitting in there like, bro, we like love you, bro. Like, you've been real, but I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry that this is all going to happen this way. I didn't mean for it to happen. And there was like a few cop cars just all stacked right outside of the shop. I was like, okay, I guess this is the way. And I said, wait, it doesn't have to end like this. I was like, maybe, even though that I'm like the worst sinner ever, I'm going to make one prayer. So I go into the bathroom, I hide everything in the roof, and I'm praying on my knees, and I say, God, like, if you get me out of this, I promise I'll stop, and I'll quit from the shop. But, like, I don't know about giving my life to you, but, like, I'll stop. And so I get in my car, lock up the shop, I leave. Cop cars follow me right behind me, then they turn off with their lights on. Wow, okay. That's ridiculous. Like, God is real. Wow, this is phenomenal. I go back to the one thing that I felt secure in, which was fly fishing. I got a guiding gig just lined up right after that. And it was like this guy who's took me in and as under his wing and said, hey, let me put you on how to do this over here. And this was up in New Braunfels. He said, I'm going to teach you how to do this. You just give me your time and we'll make a lot of money, you'll have a lot of fun, but I'm really just starting your career because someone did this for me. And it was amazing. And I call up my buddy Logan, I'm like, yo, dude, like, I have a crazy opportunity right now. I just, like, I need a place to stay, and I know that you live up at in San Marcos, and I just need a place to stay. And he's like, okay, man, I just have to warn you that there's something in this house. Something is very wrong, and I can't get any sleep, and I'm constantly tormented. And I was like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, no, something's very wrong. He's like, I didn't believe in it either until I had to live with it. I don't know how it got here, but it's very present. And I was like, dude, like, just quit tripping out, man. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but that just seems like too stupid. I don't know how that can even happen, but I just didn't believe it. And I was like, whenever I come up there, man, we're going to be partying. You'll just forget all about it, man. So I get up there, didn't listen to the signs. And I kind of noticed it too. Like, whenever I walked in there and I spent like a few nights in it, I just felt like this weight on my shoulder, like squatting, like there's weight on your shoulders at all times. And then walking around at night, I couldn't sleep either. And I was sleeping on the couch at the time. And the air was so thick, I could hardly breathe. And it was almost like someone watching you. Like, something is always present, like, right next to you. And it's always, like, watching you. Like, every corner, there's someone there. It always had, like, a rancid odor, like, come back through. Like, whoa, what was that? Like, where's that coming from? Or then you just randomly feel, like, super cold or super hot. It was weird. Like, weird stuff. And then so my buddies were still doing this, you know, slinging whatever they could to make a few bucks, and you know, we just always hop in the car, make a few drops, come back, and then we could eat dinner. So it only got worse from there. Still doing all the same drugs, different back to back, still partying, going out. And eventually my dad gives me a call. He was like, hey, I was in prayer and I don't know what is going on, but I need you to pray. I just saw you in your soul, in your heart, and I never even knew. He just said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know the pain that you were in. And I couldn't believe it either. I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? How can you see that? And then I realized, like, maybe God gave you a vision. He's like, please pray, man. Just please. And I didn't. Later on that day, my heart just started pounding. Like, out of my chest, it just started palpitating. I get up, do a few laps around the room, and I'm like, dude, something's going on. And then no matter how hard I could breathe, and I put my hands above my head trying to breathe, catch oxygen, but it wouldn't work. There was no oxygen really going to my brain. And I was like, this is where I die. This is how it ends. I was like, this would be how it ends. God gave me so many opportunities. And I was like, this would be how it ends. And like all the things that I was doing to my body, of course, yeah, of course it would end like this. So it was almost like my reality was dissipating away, like the walls just fold and that's it. Ha, like you failed again. And it's not that, oh, the devil, and now he just took me. It's like, no, I rejected God. I ran to the devil. This is all real, and I guess I have to seek supernatural help. And I ran outside and I was dying. I couldn't speak. I was like, I ran to my one roommate and I said, man, like, I'm about to die. I don't know what. He's like, you want to go on a drive or something? I was like, a drive? I was like, dude. And then so I walk outside and I just get on my knees and I pray. Just like one last prayer before it was it. And I was like, I'm about to die. This is it. Kaput. No more coming back. Is this it? And I say, God, if you save me from this, I promise I will give up everything and I will devote my life to you. Because this is where I should die, right here, right now. And then I wait and get up. I run to my buddy who I'm staying with at the time. I knock on his door and I say, like, I don't know what's going on right now, but like, I'm about to die. Like, I'm about to die. I couldn't barely even talk. And he's like, we got to pray. And I'm like, okay. So we go to the restroom, slam the door. There's like trash all around. We're just like on our knees. And we say, Our Father who art in heaven. And we recite that prayer. We're just trying to remember like stuff from our childhood or like a prayer that we could faintly remember, like dusting the cobwebs off. And then we say the Hail Mary. Hail Mary. We both say it at the same time. As soon as those words come out, I started screaming in agonizing pain, screaming at the top of my lungs, crying because of how horrible I was. Me realizing the severity of all my sins, the reality that I was living in. And I had this grace, like Mary truly just put her hand on my shoulder and was able to cast out the evil spirits that I let dwell inside of me. And I was crying for an hour straight, just absolutely bawling my eyes out. I couldn't even breathe. I was just crying. He was finishing up the prayer, said another Hail Mary, crying. This went on for like another hour, maybe about 2 hours of me just crying. Like, and then eventually after all of that, I realized how much God was real. I realized all this stuff from my childhood is real. Oh, this isn't just a religion. This is so real. It's more than anything I could possibly imagine. And I just can't believe this. So I get up and I could finally breathe. And I had a conscience voice. Like my voice was back. I didn't sound the same. And I just grabbed my friend. I'm like, I'm back. Like, I'm back, dude. And then he's just smiling like, welcome, man. Like, I'm proud of you, man. And I was like, dude, I'm back. Like, I don't know what just happened. And then we instantly, after that, dropped to our knees again. We're like, thank you so much, Lord, for giving us this opportunity. Thank you for giving my friend this amazing ability to come and work through him. And I'm realizing what just happened, but I'm still trying to grasp it. I was like, wait, so I've been wrong this entire time? Like, Mary is so real. This entire life is a gift. And I'm like holding on, saying prayers, and eventually I fall asleep. The next morning we wake up, I'm crying my eyes out, making phone calls, just, I'm so sorry that I've been this person. I'm calling every family member, calling all my friends, saying I'm so sorry, and just saying that it was my fault, and that's not who I am. I don't want to change. I'm sitting there in the same house, right? And I'm like shaking, like just tripping out. And I'm just going through it, man. The roommates come downstairs. They start laughing at me. Like, you look really lost. Like, you look lost. And it was like my enemy working through them to just try and get me off the path. My buddy, same buddy, comes down. He's like, we got to go confession. And this guy isn't even like Catholic. Like, wow. We're not even Catholic.
Wow, that kid's crazy.
Right. So he comes down. We go to confession. Well, not even to confession. We just go to the church, right? We're in the church parking lot. And then I like walk in the church and it's like my first time and I'm really freaked out, but I'm also like just skeptical, but I knew that it was home. I was like coming back home after like never being there ever before. It was almost like a homeless person in like a spotless palace. Like I was in there, and I was freaking out. So I just went over to the statue of Mary and just wanted to thank her for saving my life. Just like, I don't even know who you are, but you are the one who I will devote my life to. And I want to spend every second of this life devoting to knowing you and coming to know your son's journey. And I just looked up at her son Jesus on the cross and I just started bawling my eyes out again. Like, I can't believe that I could have a second chance. Wow, it was fantastic. Eventually, I was like, wow, I guess confession's not really going on. I don't think the church office is even open. We get out, and I was just like, thank you so much for taking me to the church. And I step out, and I see this lady walk out of the front office, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And is there, like, a priest in there? And we walk in there, and we're, like, these two druggies that were just walking around, like, ragged clothes. We're like, hey, what's going on, man? And the front lady's like, yeah, of course. He's right in there. Like, he'll be right with you. And we're sitting there in the front lobby, like, yeah, of course. Like, we're just waiting. And he's like, hey, Father, do you mind hearing a quick confession? He goes in there, comes out, and he's glowing. He's just, get in there, man. So I get in there, and I'm just immediately, I'm looking at a priest for, like, seriously for the first time. And I'm confessing every mortal sin there could possibly be. Like, all of these, and I'm just bawling my eyes out the entire time emotionally. I was just couldn't even believe that I was really there, but the priest was just looking at me with like the eyes of God, saying like, no, I'm happy you're here. I can't believe that you're here. Like, it's beautiful. Like, I forgive you. He was looking at me with these eyes saying like, I forgive you, man. And I'm just crying it, telling him I've done this. And he's like, Not a face of judgment even comes towards him. And then after this, he says, your penance is Psalm 91. And I mean, that psalm is pretty much saying, if you seek refuge in the Lord, you shall be sheltered from all fire, any arrow that flies by night. And that's saying that you don't have to fear the devil, right? He won. Jesus won, right? We don't have to fear. We don't ever have to give in to the enemy's tricks. And then he reaches into his little cabinet or whatever. He grabs a rosary. He blesses it and he says, this is how your soul will be saved. I grab it and I'm like looking at it like, I remember this thing. And I grab it and I just walk out like my soul is born again. Like, whoa, what's going on here? You know what I mean? After confession, I was like, I felt like light. I was like, okay, I know what I have to do. I don't really know what I have to do, but I know that as long as I have this, me and this thing, we're going to be okay. We can fight any kind of evil that there is in this world. We're going to be all right. And I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to have any of this anxiety anymore. We get back home. Me and my buddy pray a rosary for the first time ever. And we're like saying it, listening to like a YouTube video, like trying to pray along. We're coming up with these big, profound ideas, just like sitting there, like they're just coming to us, like flowing through us. And we're just praying like, this is awesome. And then I go downstairs and I have to tell all the other roommates about it, like what just happened. And then I walk into his room and I'm like, dude, you got to pray the rosary. And I was like, you got to understand that this is all a test. And I tell him my entire conversion story. And I was like, man, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, like, this is crazy. Like, this is all real. I just want you to believe in God and you can repent. You can do the same. If he was merciful on a sinner like me, it would be merciful on anyone, like tenfold more. I tell him this and he's like, that just sounds so stupid. I can't believe that. I can't even believe that. That sounds so boring. Man, you're really going to believe this lady in the sky? That just sounds ridiculous. And it didn't even sound like him. And I was like, I just saw these evil black eyes almost like come over him. Like it wasn't him. And I just saw like this black shadow radiate off of him. And it just hit me like super, it was like hot, like super hot. Like I was in a sauna all of a sudden. And I just started beating the same heartbeat where it was pounding out of my chest. I was like, is God in your heart, dude? And he just laughs. And I just said, that doesn't sound like you, man. I shut the door and I'm getting a run back upstairs, tell my buddy. And he's like, dude, if that's true, we're leaving tomorrow. That night, I was like so afraid. I just held my rosary. And I knew that the devil was so mad at me for having an ability to come back to God. He was so mad. And then he was like right on top of me that entire night, like just, and I was just holding it. Like I couldn't pray. I was just holding it. I was just like, Mary, please stay with me. Just don't leave me. Just stay with me. And it was like, he was right there, like right in front of me. He was just waiting for me to slip up. And then I didn't like sleep the entire night. I get up the next morning and I'm taking these people out on the guided fishing trip, and it happens to be a faithful Catholic couple, and they're telling me to just keep going, like keep praying your rosary, keep doing this. And I just started the devotion, just started praying a rosary on the way to the guide trip. It was like, oh wow, this is amazing. And I had this grace upon me, this love that I've never felt before in my entire life. And I was just inspired, just ready to walk. I was ready to keep going. I wasn't afraid of anything. I was like, me and Mary, we got this. There's nothing. Like, we're just gonna, for the rest of my life, I can live happy. And they were telling me, keep going, you got this. And we had the best day fishing ever. Oh, we caught so many fish. We had the best time ever. We got done. I tell my boss about it. He's like, here, I got you a hotel. And then at that night, I tell one of the roommates, who was the same guy who I saw that stuff in. And then he slaps me on the side and he's like, take care of yourself. While I was driving back to that hotel, I was like, it just felt like someone just stabbed me in the side. And I was like, oh, dude, what's going on? I don't know what's happening. So I call my brother. I tell him the story. And he's like, all my prayers have been answered, man. I can't believe this. He's like, I cannot believe this. I was like, I don't know why, man. That guy, whenever he touched me, it feels like someone just stabbed me in my right side. He was like, Jesus was stabbed in his right side whenever he was up on the cross. I was like, don't even tell me that, man. Like, I'm not worthy of that guy. But still, that's ridiculous. You know, I can't believe that. So I get back to that hotel and I'm just saying prayers like, thank you for saving my life. I'm calling everyone. The calls have not finished. I'm just keep going down the list of people. I have a good night's sleep. I wake up the next day and head back home. And then I tell I told my dad about it whenever I was like, I have to tell you this in person. This is what happened the day you called me. Is this as crazy as like I'm hearing it? And I was like, yeah, man, it really is. And he was like, not you, though. You know what I mean? Like, you were always the kid who was a bad kid, like never had a chance of coming back just because you were like that far on the other side. I tell him this and he's like, all right, well, Trey invited us to church if you want to go. You know, it's at just down the street. I go in, he's singing mass, and I walk into the church. And I'm preparing for my first mass ever. I walk through the doors, I'm like blessing myself, and then I'm like, whoa, this is home. Like, this is my rehab. This is everything that I need in my life. Like, I don't need anything else. Like, this is where my heart belongs. And it felt like home. So I sat down with my dad, and then I look up at the crucifix and I see Christ's face. And I just start losing it, bawling again, just bawling my eyes out. And it was just uncontrollably, like, just like losing it. I just heard Christ say, I'm just happy to see you. I'm just happy that you're here. And there was no judgment either. I was like, wow, y'all are really what y'all symbolize. You are truly him. You are the man. And I just wanted to learn more about this guy. I was like, what? I can't even wrap my head around this. I was just bawling my eyes out. I had the most emotional experience ever. And I knew that, well, I cannot give anything short of my life to Christ because that is what he saved. And the next day, I go over to Trey's house. I'm crying the entire time too. Oh yeah, that night I was crying, obviously, just weeping because my dad's mom actually passed away. And I wasn't even present for that. I was like, never called him while she was passing away in the hospital. And these things were all rising up and I was just bawling my eyes out. Like, I'm sorry I was never there. I'm sorry I couldn't be the person that I wanted to be. And then I finally see my brother and his family. The people that I like just wasn't even a part of their life. And they had a daughter. And I could finally be present spiritually in their life. And my brother, and they just give me a hug whenever they see me. And I was like, wow, I just can't believe I'm really here. They were like, here, we made you some pancakes. You know, just sit back. Everything's going to be okay, man. And I was still just, my tears went away, right? I was just like eating everything. And I couldn't believe that I was like really just a part of this holy family again. And it was like my life was reborn. not physically. I'm still the same person, but my spirit was reborn. And we ended up going to church, and I was like, this is where I need to be. I don't have any more need to go out and go crazy. I don't need to keep traveling, searching for meaning like I did on all those trips. It was always right here. All the answers were in this church. Everything that I needed was right here. And I realized that, and I started having a deeper devotion to the rosary and to the sacraments. I started receiving them more frequently, and my life only, it grew immensely. I couldn't even fathom it. And so Mary, I had this devotion to her, and I would just pray that my love for you grows deeper. And so it did. And I would go to the chapel more often. I would go receive the Eucharist more often. And I had this like love for her that I've never felt, like this love that wasn't sexualized at all. It was a love of like beauty and mercy and virtue. And it was a way that I could love something on a way deeper level. And she offered that to us. And I started having these profound realities of, wow, this is what I need to do. I can't believe it, but yeah. Like, my story is meant to help others. It's also meant to transform others and let them know that there's no way to be too far gone. This is the weapon. You and this are unstoppable. Blessed Virgin Mother, thank you so much for giving us the ability to come here and to honor you and to give my testimony towards you for the salvation of souls and for our own and for the glory of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, bro. Thanks. You're the man.